Do 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 do.
Mm-hmm. Hi, James Mingvid. And this lesson is brought to you by Eddie Lucas Menz from Facebook. Eddie, thanks a lot. It seems Eddie didn't know how to deal with it when he couldn't understand when people told him, deal with it. So we made a deal to help him learn, okay? And Eddie said, deal me in, dude. Okay, so these are idioms that have to do with the word deal. Well, first of all, if you don't know what a deal is, none of this is going to make sense. And there's two very important ones you have to know. Funny, the second one for the idioms is more important than the first one. In the first one, well, you can see Mr. E, he's shaking hands with a human. Okay, because he's as big as a human. Human. I think that's how he sounds when he speaks. Human make deal with Mr. E. Yeah, it sounds like a Russian on steroids. Okay. No, just kidding. It's a bad Russian accent. I don't know. So here we go. Here's Mr. E making a deal. It's an agreement. An agreement that must benefit. So when you make a deal, it means it's good for me, it's good for you. It's a deal. Okay? When it's not a deal, it means something, one person or party is not getting something out of it that's good. But funny enough, and I should say this is the official version when people say we made a deal, they're talking about this. But a lot of the idioms really have to do with this one, which is funny. To give out cards in a game. If you like playing poker, you know poker, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and there's, you know, the heart card, there you go. You play a game. When you play that game, you give out cards. And when you give out cards, when you receive these cards, you have what's called your hand. And this is what you have to deal with. And that's what I'm going to explain. This is what you have to deal with. It's what you have. You don't have anything else. You must make these cards work the best for you. All right? And that's what a lot of these idioms are about. So let's start with it. You meet somebody, and they're in a bad mood. You might say, what's their deal? It means, in that case, what's their problem? They got cards, and maybe they're like, my cards are bad. I'm not happy. And you go, what's their deal? Of course, you don't know their deal because you don't know their cards. And that's where it has to do with giving out cards, right? But it's not just for that. When we say what's his deal or her deal or their deal, we mean what's their problem or what's their situation, right? You might see someone drive up in a Mercedes looking good. You go, what's his deal? He owns IBM, stocks in Microsoft, rich. That's his deal. He got what we call a good hand in cards. Everything's good for him, right? The other problem, person with the problem, got a bad set of cards, all right? So next one, when somebody says deal with it, I'm going to go back to the card analogy. Analogy means when you take two things and you try and, you know, you tell a story to explain something else. It's an analogy. It's not necessarily true. It's just to explain something. And I've told you at the beginning, and I'll repeat, most of these will have to do with the give out cards because we talk about fate or what you've been given and you must use. There will be one about dealing. Don't worry, okay? So when you say deal with it, once again, these are the cards you've got and you're like, that's not fair. I don't have any of the good cards. Johnny has all the good cards. And somebody says, deal with it. What they're saying is, that's the reality. That's the situation. It's your problem. There's nothing we're going to do about it. Stop complaining and just move on from here. Wow. That's tough, isn't it? Yeah. Just deal with it. Next. Remember we talked about cards? Deal me in. Well, Mr. E's watching the card game. James is playing. He sees me get money. And he's like, I like that game. I want to be part of that game. Well, then you need your own cards. So somebody has to give you cards, right? That's what we mean by deal me in. When you say, I'm having pizza tonight, and you go, deal me in, it means I want some pizza. I want to be part of it. I want to join the poker game. It's not poker, remember. It's just we're talking about cards and that word analogy. We talk about one thing to explain another. So someone says, deal me in, it means let me be part of this, okay? So let's go back to it. That guy or girl is a dealer. Sorry. In North America, There are two types of dealers. One is a card dealer that plays the cards. He's the dealer. The other one who gives out drugs. Remember, you give out cards, you give out drugs. If someone says they're a cocaine dealer or a marijuana dealer or a, I don't know, I don't do drugs. Seriously, I don't do drugs. I mean, no, I don't. Then you're saying they give drugs to people. They're a dealer. They give out like giving out cards, okay? Here's something funny. This one will sound like this one, but they're not the same. See, it says deal with it, then deal with it. Not the same. When you say who will deal with it, we're saying who will be responsible for it? Who will take care of it? In this one, we're saying, we don't care, it's your problem. In this one, we're saying, we need someone who can take care of the problem. Who can help us take care of it? Will Mr. E deal with it? Yes, he will. He'll take care of the garbage and get rid of the dealer. Okay? Now, finally. Well, not finally. If somebody says it is a big deal. So you remember over here we talked about, so what's the big deal, right? What's the big deal? I don't know. Hopefully I did. Maybe I missed it. No, I didn't, Mr. E just said. So I'm coming back to it. So what's the big deal? I made a mistake, right? I forgot one. We can deal with it. Evidently not. When someone says, so what's the big deal? They're saying, it's not important. You go, it's my birthday. So what's the big deal? You get older every year. You go, I care. It's important to me. Another thing someone can say that's similar to this is just go, big deal. I don't care. Big deal. So what? It's French. Big deal. Not important. Oh, it's another book. Big deal. So when you say this, you actually say it's not important. The opposite of that is this. It's a big deal. It's very important. The President of the United States is coming to Canada. It's a big deal. For many Canadians, we go, big deal. Okay, so opposites of this. It's a big deal. She is a big deal. She's a big deal. She's Madonna. She's Madonna. Or he's a big deal. Superman's a big deal, man. He's a big deal. He's got a cape. It's red. It's a big deal. Okay? It's important. Now, finally, we're going to get to one, which means it's an agreement that benefits two parties. It's a deal. And what I would like to do is I would like to make a deal with you to help you learn and continue your English experience. Okay? I'm sure you're saying right now, deal me in, dude. Deal me in. I love this. Okay? So my man from Facebook, I forgot your name. Sorry. Sorry, dude. Where are you? Eddie? Okay, I'm sure you're going to deal me in for another lesson. You make the suggestions, we bring them out. It's a deal. That's how we work here, okay? So where I want you to go is www.ingvid, where ing stands for English, and vid stands for video.com, okay? Cool, you like that? So what's the big deal? I just taught you 7 things, son, in less than 10 minutes. That's what the big deal is, see? It is a big deal. Learn English for fun. All right? Deal with it if you didn't learn. That's not so nice, but I'm just saying. We'll deal you in, and it's a deal. We'll work together, okay? It wasn't the best ending I had, but it's an ending. See you later. It's a deal. Big deal.